Well, you know, we all do philanthropic work here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Now, did you know that one in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime? An estimated 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner each year. Females who are 20 to 24 years of age are on the greatest risk of non-fatal intimate partner violence. Most cases of domestic violence are never reported to the police. Children who witnessed violence between one's parents or caretakers is the strongest risk factor of transmitting violent behavior from one generation to the next. I'm here to heighten your awareness. I know we talk a lot of October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Carla, and we talk about that as well. But it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And domestic violence is not a pretty subject. It's not a sexy subject. So it doesn't get, you know, like the accolades that some other causes do, but it is definitely going on. So much, you know, we don't know about it. But I am here to heighten awareness about domestic violence and also to tell you that I'm a board member of the Alma G. Davis Foundation. Now, if you would like more information about the Alma G. Davis Foundation or if you would like to support, please visit their website at almagdavisfoundation.org. That's almagdavisfoundation.org. And you can get all the information you need about domestic violence. We're trying to stop it. We are. I was also a victim of domestic violence, which is why I wanted to get involved in this organization. That was many years ago. It was in my 20s. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's hard to talk about, but it's a necessary evil. You have to talk about it. You know, you have to put a face on this stuff so people will know that if it's happening to them, you know, they can do something about it. They don't have to be stuck in that situation. And you know what? It's not just women. It's some men. Enough strength and courage.
The victims, sometimes they, you know, blame themselves for what's happening.
Yeah, that's true. And, that's true.
Yeah, and that's the shame, embarrassment. Yeah, because of the judgment.
And you think it's
there.
Your fault somehow. I was really young when this happened. You think it's your fault. I'm making him do this to me. You know, things like that. It's a lot involved, but, you know, I'm glad that I finally did speak out about it. I am, of course. It's still hard to talk about it, but I'm not a victim. I'm definitely a survivor.
All right.
Again, almagdavisfoundation.org. Okay. Coming up, we're moving on. Coming up at the top of the hour, actress Felicity Huffman turned herself in yesterday to start serving her 14-day prison sentence in the college bribery scandal. We'll talk about it right after this.
That ain't number. 14 days.